Last game of the regular season, how do you approach this one, knowing what's still to come after that?
I mean, you approach every game as the same. You know, you try to go out there. I mean, at the end of the day, just to win. You know, I mean, we know what's at stake. You know, we know what's going on, but we have to do our job and just win.
Tennessee plays a similar kind of approach as you guys do in terms of wanting to be physical. Mm-hmm. When you play against a team like that, for you personally, what does that do for you?
Nothing. I mean, like I said, we got to stick to our game plan and do what we do best as a team, come together. We know it's going to be it's a very important game. It's going to be ups and downs, but as a unit, man, we just have to play together. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Did you hear the, you know, their talk about we should be the division champs and mm-hmm. all this stuff? What do you make of that?
I mean, I don't buy into it. I really don't care.
Bulletin board material doesn't do anything for
you? Yeah, it don't do nothing for me at all.
Is it hard in a game where there's not a carry out there playing for a playoff spot? Is it hard to maintain intensity?
I mean, no, not really, man. I mean, at the end of the day, we all work hard. You know, we still come here throughout the hours, early in the morning to night practicing. I mean, so we don't want to have our hard work go to waste.
How important is it to get back into a rhythm with your run game as a whole, to get back to where you were a couple months ago?
I mean, like I said, man, it happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not really worried about that. I know. The biggest thing is just to win. You know, go out there and win every game as possible as we can. You know what I mean? The run game will take care of itself.
Is there something about showing them that you're the top dog in the division?
I mean, most definitely, man. It's going to be very competitive. You know, a lot of talk is going to be going on the field. And like I say, just go out there, focus, you know, execute each and every play.
Leonard, you said you hated the cold when you went to Cleveland.
Yes, it's the same for this game, too. It ain't going to change. It ain't going to change.
Did that experience help you any, though, in any preparation?
I mean, nah, man. I mean, still hate the cold, you know what I mean? But just got to deal with it. It's part of my job.
You feel it all hands on deck. So many injuries at receivers and maybe some passes from the running backs and the tight ends.
I mean, of course, yeah, but like I say, that's not my job. I don't get paid for that. You know, the coaches make that decision, and I mean, we'll see come this Sunday.
Todd Gurley's getting talked about as MVP candidate potential. I mean, is it nice to see that resurgence of the running back? I mean, it wasn't too long ago that people were saying you don't need a running back anymore. You can just rotate in three or four
different
guys.
He deserves it, man. I think he should win it. You know, the stats he's putting up. I mean, it's back-to-back weeks he's doing it. You know, that's tremendous for a running back in his caliber, especially in our division he's playing against. So I say he deserves it.
And do you think there has been a little bit of a resurgence, a lot of early first-round picks now at the running back position? Looks like there will be another one come April.
I mean, yeah, I believe so. You know, I mean, it started off with Todd Gurley and Zeke, and they came on my class, and I think it's going to continue to grow more and more. Until you never know, it might have a number one running back come out, number two running back come out.
Leonard, how good has Blake been at get with all the changes, whether it's wide receivers, guys hurt on the line, often? How good has he been at getting you guys set up and where you need to go?
I mean, like I said, man, we're pros too, so we kind of study ourselves, you know, so he wouldn't have all that on him. Try to get everybody in the right position, what routes we have to do, things like that. So I say it's pretty much 50-50 because we try to help him, you know, by learning that stuff instead of him coming to the line and telling us.